In many Christian wedding ceremonies, rings are exchanged after the vows. Some couples think of the rings as a beautiful tradition, others think of them as a photo moment. But the wedding minister should help the bride and groom understand that symbols matter. God often teaches through signs. In Genesis 9:13, God says, "I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth." The rainbow was not the covenant itself, but it pointed to the covenant. It made the promise visible. In Joshua 4, Israel crossed the Jordan River, and stones were set up as a memorial. Joshua 4:6-7 says that when children later asked, "What do you mean by these stones?" the people would tell the story of God's faithfulness. The stones became embodied memory. This is why rings matter. A ring is not magic. A ring does not create the marriage. A ring does not replace the vows. But it becomes a visible, embodied sign of the covenant promise. The bride wears the ring in daily life. The groom wears the ring in daily life. At work, at home, in public, in private, in joy, in conflict, in temptation, in ordinary routines, the ring quietly speaks. It says, "I belong in covenant. I have made promises. I am not living as an isolated individual." That is deeply organic human. We are not abstract minds floating through the world. We are embodied souls. We remember through habits, sights, sounds, touch, meals, places, and symbols. The ring touches the body. It reminds the person that the covenant is lived in the body, in time, in daily faithfulness. This is also why the wedding minister should not treat the ring exchange as a throwaway part of the ceremony. Speak with reverence. Keep the words simple but meaningful. You might say, "These rings are outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual promises. They do not replace your vows. They remind you of them. Wear them as signs of covenant faithfulness, daily love, and public honor." Notice the balance. We do not turn rings into sacraments. We do not exaggerate their power. But we do honor the Christian truth that visible signs can teach, remind, and form us. Luke 22:19 says of Jesus, "He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in memory of me.'" Christians understand that embodied practices can carry deep spiritual meaning. Again, the wedding ring is not the Lord's Supper, but it reminds us that God often uses visible physical signs to help human beings remember covenant truth. The wedding minister should also help couples avoid shallow symbolism. A ring is not merely jewelry. It is not a status symbol. It is not a luxury marker. An expensive ring does not make a stronger covenant. A simple ring can carry great meaning when the promise behind it is faithful. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Their rings remind them that their male and female embodied lives are now joined in covenant marriage. A wedding officiant may say, "Now exchange rings." A wedding minister helps the couple understand what the exchange means. The ring is small, the covenant is large, the symbol is simple. The promise is sacred.